Welcome back to the programme. Well, now we've been joined in studio. First of all, I should say two people have left us, which is Susan McKay and Mr. Malley, but joined by Dave Fanning. The next Bond film was officially launched this week. Some details were confirmed, but no sign of a title. It's being referred to as Bond 25. So Rami Malek will be the next bad guy, is what we're told. Are you a Bond fan?
I was. I love the Sean Connery Bonds, and I cannot believe the amount of people that love the Roger Moore ones. I mean, I think that it went downhill so far there, it kind of never really recovered for me. Like, because Roger Moore can't act, sorry about that, they had to make the movies around him like a cartoon.
I hope he's lost.
And the movies, like, they just weren't very good. They were just kind of comedies. And then, like, whatever Pierce Brosnan did or whatever your man is doing at the moment, Daniel Craig, they brought it back up there, no question about it. But, like, it doesn't matter as much to me, because when the Bourne movies came out at the beginning of this century, they just blew Bond out of the water. That's what the movies should really be, because we've all moved on a bit. The problem is, if you have the stuff that's in Bourne, it's a little bit too over 18s for some people, so they lose out on 888 million people, I read somewhere, between the ages of 13 and 17 who would go to Bond, therefore they lose out on loads of money.
How much did they make on the last
Bond
one?
Bond isn't about money, it's all about money. In fact, Skyfall in 2013, Skyfall was the biggest, most successful movie in the history of the UK box office, and I'm not sure if any Avengers has taken over in the last few years since, but it made over $1 billion on that one alone. So, like, wow. It's just absolutely huge. In fact, some of the figures are like 600 million, 700 million. There, look, Spectre was 880 million. Casino Royale was 600 million. Quantum of Solace, 580. It's a huge money spinning thing.
That was a ridiculous name, wrong. Wasn't it? Quantum.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, funny you should say that. I'll tell you, I bet you wish you hadn't said that. Do you know what Quantum of Solace means? Are you ready? I have this. A precise figure defining the comfort, humanity and fellow feeling required between two people for love to survive. If the Quantum of Solace is not, then love is dead. I have no idea still what it means.
So 25 sounds great right now.
If they're worried about a title of 25, they could call it, like, you know, go on, go on, go on. It makes no difference.
And what's the age profile of people going?
Everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, like, you go back to the 1960s, Dr. No from 61, 62 direction, and then the best
From Bond Russia movie, with Love.
That was probably the best Bond movie ever, I thought. Some of the stuff in it with Robert Shaw in particular, the fight on the train, it was really, like, it was visceral, it was slightly in your face, it was like it meant something. Since then, it's a lot of gadgety kind of stuff, etc. Even though I'm not against all that, but the thing is, like, people loved it, and around, say, 63, 64, was it Goldfinger, I think it was, that if you didn't have, and you were a certain age, the Aston Martin DB5 toy, where the guy jumps out of the car, falls out of the car, then you were
known.
It was like, it was the first of all of that stuff when Toy Story came in with Woody in the 95 and all the rest of it. You had to have the thing. It was just huge. And the older you are now, the more the younger person comes out of you, male, female, etc. It's just huge. But the money they spend marketing these movies, Skyfall was phenomenal. They must have spent like about 500 million just pushing the movie. It's worth it.
Is everybody here a Bond fan?
I think, like many people, my relationship with Bond depends on when you came of age in terms of going to the movies. So yeah. I think Roger Moore is kind of the first I remember clearly. Timothy Dalton, I actually went to those movies in the movie theater, and he's now considered to being, I don't know if this is a consensus, but like not the best Bond. I actually thought he was fine. But I did note in the Irish Times they had in during the week kind of the top 25 in their opinion Bond movies, and the top four were Sean Connery movies.
Were they?
They were, yeah.
Right, okay.
The next one, number five was Casino Royale.
For Merchant of Love, to me, was the big one, yeah.
I probably sit in the, I'm going to be in a minority. I like the newer ones. I like the Daniel Craig. I think he's
you're of a different age.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's that, but I like the I think Daniel Craig has done a very good job as Bond, and I like Brosnan as well. And I know we mentioned it during the ad break, you know, you missed Judi Dench, but she'll always be M for me.
You've given away the ending. She died in the last one.
The new M, you haven't seen the last one yet. You're probably not
Ray Fiennes is the new M, and he'll be in this one, I'm pretty sure, too. In fact, you just refer to the fact that there's a huge amount of publicity for it. In Jamaica, they all went over to GoldenEye, the place where Ian Fleming lived and all this, and they've done loads of press over there and that. You should see some of the interviews. They all look so bored. Daniel Craig as well. He's gritting his teeth with the same old questions all the time.
Well, can I ask you, first of all, who is Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
She is the biggest pop culture person of the moment. Now, to be honest, of the 12 programmes of Fleabag, I've only seen three. I haven't seen the second series, and everybody's talking about that. But I have seen the thing she's written, which is on TV, called Killing Eve, and I'm baffled at the kind of great praise that's getting. I think it's badly written. I think it's badly acted. I think the whole thing is really stupid. Now, I suppose you're supposed to look at it a bit heightened and a bit different or whatever, and I do. And I'm on number 3 of season 2, which is right up to date. And I'm still going, really? Is that good? I don't get it. And she wrote that. But it's because of Fleabag. She's just changed the whole kind of thing of comedy on TV. And she's huge. So she's been brought in now to what? I don't necessarily know. To feminise it up, is it?
I understood that she was kind of to bring a bit of the hashtag MeTooism into the whole concept of Bond.
Exactly.
And there was one of the articles during the week was running on, where are we going to go with the hot Bond girls, essentially, and how does that tie in with the whole Me Too movement?
Yeah.
And I think that Phoebe was quoted as saying that, the times have moved on and her writing's going to reflect that. So I think it's sort of.
Yeah, but her writing is kind of funny, though, as well.
I mean,
the thing is, she's going to be writing with this guy, Scott Burns, who's already done some stuff before. And he also wrote, oddly enough, The Bourne Ultimatum, but he wrote a movie called Side Effects a few years ago, too. He's doing that Pentagon Papers one with, Meryl Streep as well. So he's a big hotshot. So she'll be coming in there from her little place in Ealing in London. And it's going to be fantastic to have her there. I think it's great.
Well, there you go. Misogyny and sexism could have been designed for Bond. I mean, for nobody else. Can I have a listen to Judi Dench?
She puts it into perspective here, all right, Jim.
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers than your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. A relic of the Cold War, whose boyish charms, though wasted on me, obviously appeal to that young woman I sent out to evaluate you.
Point taken.
Not quite, 007. If you think for one moment I don't have the balls to send a man out to die, your instincts are dead wrong. I've no compunction about sending you to your death, but I won't do it on a whim, even with your cavalier attitude towards life.
Ouch.
He is. And your problem is? That's James Bond.
I was just like, boyish charms. You were saying why Daniel Craig maybe doesn't necessarily appeal to you as much. By God, does he appeal to most of my friends.
Absolutely.
And
I know.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to start the campaign here and now for Cillian Murphy to be the next Bond because I think, dear God, what he would do to the Bond series. And aside from all of that, I think one thing that we haven't touched on is the soundtrack to the Bond movies, which for me, even though I enjoyed the movies, I was always much more about the music. So like Shirley Bassey and her three massive tunes, and even then more recently Adele, Sam Smith, I Could Take or Leave. But I think the one thing that they have, and again, it comes back to the kind of pushing and the promotion and the marketing. Yeah. I think they have always gotten that corner and that angle so right that it has always fit with the particular movie of the time.
Well, it fits with the times, what they do all the time.
And what kind of change will they, should they, could they make to a female character now?
Well, first of all, I don't think they will have a female Bond. I think that's kind of...
I didn't mean a Bond.
Oh,
but, rather than eye candy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of those people who are going to be in the movie were interviewed in all those things that happened in Jamaica this week as well. I think Richard Madden is probably the most likely one to be the new Bond or the next Bond if this guy says no, Daniel Craig's number six for him, because I do think he's got something. He's also got the Scottish accent, which helps too. He's from Bodyguard on TV that people will know from the BBC programme. I think he's pretty much likely. I
mean, will the women still be just around?
What people want. He got married yesterday to Miss Vancouver. She wore Vera Wang.
Will the women still be just for visuals?
Well, I don't think the women really were that much for visuals in the last one. I think they've kind of gone a little bit away from that now in some ways. And obviously Me Too is going to blow the whole thing out of the water. But I don't think that people should... I mean, I do want him still to have vices. I want him to be a bit misogynistic. I want him to be James Bond.
He's full of clichés and there's a safety net in Bond. There's a formula there that we know when you go to see a Bond movie. You know what you're going to get.
But it's
interesting. My wife made an interesting point to me, which I never realised yesterday because she works in the area. But 17 of the 24 Bond villains have had disabilities or disfigurements, so they've always had this, I suppose what we would now see is inappropriateness. So there was always this association with the villain as having a disability or a disformity. And it's the same thing with the ladies' man, all these things that are now outdated. So it'll be interesting to see how they manage that.
But we can't turn him into a pussycat.
No, and Rami Malek will be the baddie in this one here. And he's the go-to guy at the moment, having played Freddie Mercury and all the rest. But obviously Mr. Robot on TV, which is brilliant. He doesn't play the title character, Mr. Robot, that's Christian Slater, but he plays the main guy, Mr. Robot, which is one of the best series on television. I've seen all 30 programmes and it's fantastic.
Right.
Now, I don't necessarily understand it all. You really have to be up there with computers, but it's really good. It's about computer hacking and all the rest, etc. But he's really very good in that, and good luck to him, you know?
Right. Are you deeply concerned about the name, the title?
What is it? I think Bond 25. I think you're right. I quite like that. Yeah. No, I'm definitely.
I mean, will you be having sleepless nights?
I will not be having sleepless nights. No, I would like to see it get a bit grittier in some ways. I would have thought they might have got something from the Bourne movies, but maybe they don't want to. Maybe they're not allowed.
Right. You know? Okay. Well, we will leave it there. I mean, those who love them, you know. But there you go. I think I'm married to somebody who has slept through all of them, you know, essentially. But anyway.